through everybody's intros. Okay, go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah. So, hi, my name is Laura Spinacci, and I wanted to jump into the call because I'm the mentor of the project of the internship of Hyperledger DLT and decentralized identity on a telecom architecture. And with me, there is also Nakita, that is the mentee of the project. I don't know if you guys want to know more about the project and if maybe Nakita can go in details and explain what he's developing or.
Yeah, we will discuss this in details. Thanks, Laura. Nachiket, you want to introduce?
Yeah, hello everyone. I'm Nachiket Tapas. I'm a second year PhD student at University of Messina in Italy. And I have recently joined the Hyperledger project. My area of interest in my PhD is IoT and security, the security aspect of IoT. So in that sense, the project which I've applied to is, let's say, aligned to my interests in that case. As Laura mentioned, our in this project is to, let's say, create an identity for the IoT devices. So as later on to enable various services like device-to-device interaction and your device logging and all such kind of features. So currently, we are developing like an identity creation for an IoT device right from, let's say, when it's on the supply line. So as and when the device is, let's say, created and it is moving on the supply chain, the corresponding identities are being, let's say, created on the indie platform. So, currently we are using Hyperledger Fabric Indie, and we are also planning to, let's say, integrate Aries in this.
That's cool. Thanks for the introductions. We have Andreas with us. Andreas is from TT. Will you introduce Andreas?
Yeah, hello. My name is Andreas. I work for Deutsche Telekom, DT, based in Berlin in the R&D department. And I'm responsible for a project that focuses on digitizing the wholesale roaming process between network operators. And we also use Hyperledger Fabric in that project.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Andreas. Okay, so let's move to our agenda. David, would you like to tell more about like what is the procedure, like what their updates on white paper, like what we are doing?
For sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Great. Well, first off, thank you to everybody for working on the white paper, and I apologize. I know that there's been some lack of clarity at some point about the process, and that's because I think that's for a good reason. You are the first Hyperledger special interest group to have worked on a white paper, so we've kind of needed to create some process. We're kind of learning as we're doing and creating the process as we go. So you're breaking new ground and innovating, and the other I've already shared with some of the other SIGs that are wanting to do white papers as well. And so I think it's great, but thank you for bearing with us as we kind of put a process together as we go through things. So in terms of status, we had sent the draft to a professional writer who has worked with us on other white papers. And that's a standard process. We just want somebody to take a pass before publishing it. And so he said really good things about the white paper. He said it was in really good shape. And he said that really the only things that he would see to need to do to it were more around style guide edits, such as making sure that things were capitalized consistently or some readability edits. He had suggested maybe breaking up some of the longer paragraphs into shorter ones to make it more readable. So he had said it was fairly minor in terms of edits to make. But this time last week, that was the status that we were sending it to him. There's been some conversations in the meantime, though. So I wanted to talk with the group about next steps. One, it sounds like there might be interest from additional community members such as Andreas to do some additional edits to the paper. So it felt like maybe holding off, if there were going to be further edits, that maybe we would hold off on having the technical writer polish it up. So that was one discussion we wanted to have on the call today. You know, are there additional edits we do want to make to that document? And then also I shared the draft with the head of the technical steering committee. So just to step back a little bit and let everybody know, if you don't already know, the Hyperledger community is led by a group of community members who each year are elected onto our technical steering committee. They basically oversee the technical direction of the project. They meet every week. You may know, you may already have this information, but just to share it, they meet every week. They discuss a number of different things, such as the technical direction of the project, such as Fabric or Sawtooth Rindy, and also any other technical matters that come up in the community. So they wanted to have a look at the paper. They had some input. I can share some of that input, but it sounds like maybe they were wanting to see the paper mature a little bit more before it gets officially published. So Vipin and I were just talking about maybe we could take an iterative approach. And I think that that process that the technical steering committee is talking about is a standard process they use across the board. So, for example, with the projects such as Fabric or Sawtooth, there's a project lifecycle document, and if it's helpful, I can share it with the. Let me pull that up really quick. There's a project lifecycle that they have for the code projects here. I'm going to drop it here in the chat. And it basically, it allows these projects to mature. So what happens is a proposal comes in, it gets started, it gets into an incubation period for a little while it matures and grows and iterates. And then there reaches a point where the technical steering committee reviews it and says, yes, this has reached a level of maturity that we want to endorse. Once that happens, then they can make a big promotion around sharing it out with the world. So maybe we want to think of a white paper in that sense. You know, Vipin had talked about wanting to iterate on the paper anyway. And so perhaps we could consider this as a V1. Some of the feedback I've gotten from the technical steering committee was that they would like to see more additional edits being made from the community. So this is not just one so the paper is not just talking about just one organization or one implementation. They said it would be helpful to have it not be specific to just one of the different Hyperledger frameworks. So if we could look at adding additional contributors to the paper, that would be great. If we could look at adding different frameworks or Hyperledger tools into the paper, that would be great. So anyway, that was the feedback from the TSC. They were excited to see that this was happening, but they did make some comments about maybe wanting to see it mature a little bit more before getting officially blessed by the TSC. That doesn't stop this group from moving forward. We can call what you've written so far a version 1. We could post it on the wiki as a thing that people can come and read. We can share it out. I think we've already shared it out. If I remember correctly, we've used the paper as the basis for a proposal to the ONS event. So we can keep moving forward. We can share it. We can post it on the wiki. But in terms of it being blessed by the TSC and officially promote it out as a Hyperledger, document that's on the Hyperledger website and that we do a lot of press around, it sounds like maybe we want to look at, is there an additional iteration that will mature the document a little bit further that we can then take to them for them to bless or not. So that's basically where we are right now.
Thank you, David, for the update. This Bilal here. Any specific points in terms of the technical maturity of the paper?
Well, that maybe is a good discussion to have. So one option we could have is we could have some of the people involved with the paper go to a technical steering committee and have those discussions. I'm not technical myself, and I'm not a member of the technical steering committee, so I'm not probably the best person to say what their specific feedback is. It's probably best to get that feedback directly from them. But, basically the gist that I took away from the feedback was that, again, some of the two main points – see a wider number of community members contributing. I think they were concerned that it was too narrowly focused maybe on a small subset of the community. So having more members of the technical steering, of the telecom SIG contribute their perspective and their input would be helpful. I think having that broader array of authors on the paper would help. And then they'd like to see their concern was if this was just about a fabric implementation, for example, that wasn't really a white paper. That was more of a case study, right? So we do have a set of case studies here. I'll drop that link as well. And those are about one specific implementation, right? So like what, you know, here, I'm going to drop the link. If you go to the case studies page, you'll, If you go to the case studies page, you'll see, for example, that there's one a write-up of one specific implementation, like Hyperledger Sawtooth was used to create a traceability application for coffee producers or something. So I think their concern was, if it's too narrowly focused, if this is about one implementation with one set of technologies, then it's really a case study, not a white paper, right? So I don't know if that makes sense or not, or if I'm capturing their feedback well, but I think that's what it was, just broader number of contributors and kind of a broader look at the, you know, the topic and not just about one Hyperledger based implementation.
I think the I think the logical next step is for us to have a call with the technical committee so we get more kind of focused direction on what's next for us to do.
And that's fine. I'm happy to help. If that's what you would want to do, I'm happy to help facilitate putting that on the agenda. Again, they meet every Thursday morning Pacific time. We can try to get you on an upcoming meeting. I know that there's a event coming up. It might be sometime in August. But yeah, let's. If that's what we want to do, we could do that.
What do you think, Vipin?
So what I want to add is like, so our implementation, like architecture is focused on fabric, but we also added like Indy and the Bureau for interoperability and for identity management. But this is what we don't write in this white paper. This is what we were planning in version two. But yes, if TSC want us to add like more on this white paper only, we can add. And one more point, like as you said, this is like a case study, but this is in my opinion, I don't think it's a case study. It means it cannot be, because inter-carrier settlement itself is a big topic, right? If we assume this as a case study, then because we can make a framework or something on itself, on ICS itself, right? And then we can add modules for different things as well, for example, SLA or whatever. So this will be good if we can talk directly with the TSC, and then we can understand them that what exactly or what they want. And I think this would be a good solution, because for the case study, I don't think, and yes, you are right that we only wrote about fabric, but this we can change. Means we can add more on Indian Guru as well, like.
Sure, absolutely, and I think that would certainly be something that they are looking for.
Yeah, this I agree with this, and as you said that I want to update that we applied for ONS and now we have selected for ONS as well. Like we have a one talk selected in Open Networking Summit, and where we will talk about ICS, inter-carrier settlement white paper, and what we are doing in it. And yes, if someone like Bilal, what do you think? Like, what should we do next for this? Should we iterate this, like version one, version two, or how should we move?
Well, I mean, before we present, I think we do need to sort it out with the technical committee to make sure that we represent the Hyperledger community properly. So yes. If their view is that this is not a white paper, we should not present it as a white paper, even though I think it is a white paper. Yeah, so I think we need to sort it out first internally before mm-hmm. we go to OSN.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, if we need to make any updates to the paper before the event, we should do that and then build the slide set based mm-hmm. on that.
I agree.
And I think this is good timing as well, and maybe we'll ask Andreas to share, but if we were wanting to make some edits to the document anyway, maybe this is a good time. Maybe we want to take another pass on our end and then share it with the technical steering committee. I mean, the sequencing is up to you. We could share what we have now and get feedback, or we can make changes that we know we already want to make. Like Vipin just said, we already had a V2 in mind. So yeah, but let's hear about Andreas. I know that he had maybe had some thoughts about some edits he'd like to see.
So I had a discussion actually with Weepin today, just a couple of hours ago. So the current status of the white paper is that it's quite high level. While I think that if I would edit it, it would get more detailed in some of the areas only. So I don't think if that would be helpful. For example, we talked about the various modules that are described in section 4. And so our project is focusing on some of those modules. But touching only on some of those is probably not right at this stage. The other thing is, of course, that we are very much focused on Hyperledger Fabric as well. So that's also, I mean, now hearing your comments from the TSC is not what they want, right? They would rather want to broaden it up. And if I would be adding, I think it would be narrowing it down.
I don't want to speak for them. I mean, I think adding more detail is good. And if that detail happens to be on Hyperledger Fabric, I think that's fine. I mean, I do think that, you know, another comment they made is they'd like to see a little bit more rigor around the claims we were making. So I think adding technical detail is probably a good thing. Again, I don't need to be in the middle of our, you know, I don't want to misrepresent things the TSC is saying. So I you know, take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. I do think it would be helpful to go to them.
Yeah.
Maybe a good thing to do is say, this is the paper we have today. This is edits we might want to make to it, you know, and see what their view
is. So how are you working on this? Is this a Google Doc where you can comment? How is the workflow here?
Yes, so we started with Google Docs, and I can share the link with you.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I let's make sure it's in a place where we all can edit. Yeah, I mean, I think when we shared it with Gordon, it was an email attachment, perhaps. Yeah, if it's a wiki page or a Google Doc, so we don't end up splintering a bunch of different file versions.
Yeah, from my experience, Google Doc works pretty well because you can comment and you can see the edits and reword them and stuff. So I don't know. I've had experiences.
We started with Google Docs only. So I will share the link with all members for the mail. And yes, it will be good that if you can add like more details of it. But this is what I'm telling, that this was the plan. Like we should have a technical white paper separate where we can go in depth, like how we are using Fabry and workflows. But if TSC wants everything in the one thing, that we can add for sure, means we can add Indie and Duro as well. Of course, we need other projects as well. For interoperability, for sure, we need a Buro. And for identity, we can improve identity by Indie. But this all depends, what Hyperledger wants. Because we can, if we add everything in one white paper, it might become it depends how you see this. Generally, white paper is 19 pages enough for the white paper, but we can extend it for sure. Instead of going into the different parts, we can move into the.
And there's other options as well. I would encourage people to take a look at the case studies. To your point, we don't necessarily have to make one document be everything we want. Maybe there are some case studies this group wants to create. And maybe that's a separate thing. I mean, we do have options for sure.
Can I put the paper in historical context? I mean, we started the whole thing discussing a POC, something to illustrate the value of Hyperledger in solving a real industry problem. And we had two ideas, the SLA and billing in general and settlement. And we chose to start with a white paper and then turn the white paper into a POC. So the initial goal was the POC, and the white paper was a step toward that, just to make sure. So it was really very focused, and we tried to go after some low-hanging fruits instead of being very generic. And hence, that's why we have some sort of a technical solution proposed
in the paper. And I think we have some code also, right?
Yes, you're right. We have some code, and we are pushing it to the Hyperledger lab as well. So so what I'm saying is, like, you are right that we started with the POC and then white paper, and then the final goal is like some framework so that everyone can use it, right? So for now, that's, I agree. Means I'm not sure that what should be our next step. Means for my side, it looks like a white paper, and now we should focus on technical white paper, which is like more on architecture point of view and more details about the things. But again, I'm like, it all depends like how you guys want.
Going
to use ND and Vuro ND, we should start up POC based on this white paper. And once we have the POC ready based on this white paper, we can improve that white paper using ND as well in next version.
Okay, but that's what TSC told us, and you are right that we should have like Indy and Buro at the, we should mention the names at least, but for the technical point of view, we should separate it to the technical white paper, right?
Right, but if you mention the name of Indy and Buro, then we have to find the use case in this paper that we are going to use the Indy and Buro and in the paper.
Yep.
And I also think it's very helpful. Thank you for offering the historical kind of the background on why we are creating this paper. I think, you know, keeping our goals in mind are really important. You know, it's possible that, you know, if our real goal is not necessarily the white paper itself, but the white paper is a step in the direction of a proof of concept, that we don't want to get distracted from that goal. You know, again, another option is for us to, you know, iterate and mature kind of just within this group and not really worry about kind of getting the TSC's blessing until we've reached a certain point. So maybe we do want to just have this, call it what we will, but have this, and if it helps us move to the next step, that's great, you know, and then we can, you know, revisit with the TSC, you know, as needed. So yeah, I do think what are our goals and what we want to achieve is really what we should be focused on.
Yeah, I agree. So what we will do is let it be on Wiki first, and let's call this as a version one for ourselves, not for the TSC. And then let's continue things. Forget about TSC for now, and let's continue things. And we internally can call like version one, version two, version three, something like this. And then at the last one, once we think that we are ready with everything, and then we can again go to the TSC and can say, okay, these are the points, right? You mentioned and we covered in a different course. I think this could be good, David, right?
Well, again, yeah. I mean, that seems, yeah, if they're saying they'd like to see some maturity and we want to, you know, make sure we're not held up and we move forward with what we're trying to do, yeah, I think that seems like a good way forward.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so, Andreas, I will share the link with you, and it will be great if you can give your comments, like if you want to add something, and in terms of code as well, like if you can share some code with us that you already did, so that we can accelerate our process of coding and architecture point of view, it will be great.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, thanks.
Given you have to share the Google sheet. Google Doc.
Yeah, it's on the Wiki, right? So I will share. So let's move over to the next agenda. So I already told you that our talk is selected for the ONS, but there's one more thing we can do in Open Networking Summit, which is very good for our sake to call more operators. This is regarding demo proposal. So we can have we can get the booth at ONS if we propose something like the demo stuff. So what I was thinking is regarding so Aman and Matthews already shared some code with us regarding SLA and CDR. So Aman, what do you think? If we can show this demo or we should propose something else? What is your views on that?
Pace also depends how much time or bandwidth the group will have to develop something fresh for that. We are okay. We have already shared the code. We are perfectly fine if something needs to be built on top of that. Since we've already proposed CDR and SLA, both the smart contract for both from what the work that we did for TM Forum is already there. Maybe we can build on top of that. If we want to just build the app that connects to it, or we want to add something to the smart contract and then get a demo on top of that.
So can we work on this? Like, can I send you the mail regarding this? What is the proposal like look like, and then we can share with the, once it is complete, then we can share with the group as well for the same.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll also I don't know if it, what other possibilities are. We also have a set of our own solutions that we are working on other use cases. So I don't know how it works if we representing our own organizations, if we can show other solutions as well or not, but these are a little unknown to me at this point, but yeah.
I don't think this is possible. This is what I think, yeah. But maybe David can tell us more on this. But this is what I think.
No, my comment was on the readiness, because I think some time back when we were still discussing about this conference and discussing about what can be shown, what cannot be shown, you raised a question whether we can show the existing what the demos that are running at this point if we are not able to develop something new. I was just referring to that comment.
Yeah, this is what I think, because we have you already shared code with us, and this is what we are moving to Hyperledger Labs as well. So in my opinion, that, something is open, and from the sake, we can show that things very easily. And that's why I told you that we can have like a CDR and SLA use case from your side. Yeah. So let's move to our next agenda regarding SLA update as well. Pete and Nima is also not here. So what we will do is we are planning for a SLA white paper as well. So Nima and I started something on it, and if someone wants to contribute more on this, you are welcome. And soon we can share the link with you guys so that what we are doing. And we have a use case as well for the SLA that Aman and Thomas shared with us. And maybe next week we have proper Hyperledger Lab repo with us, and then we can add the Angular code as well that Nima created. For the SLA, I don't think that there's a SLA guy today. And if anyone wants to add on SLA, please let me know. Because from SLA, yeah, Vipin, you raised the hand. Vipin?
Hey, how are you, Tom?
I'm fine, how are you?
Okay, so I just joined because I am a lab steward. Mm-hmm. And I saw the lab that you had proposed.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were raising questions about whether a SIG chair can can sponsor a lab, and because it was you know, in the older versions of the document, it said that the maintainers, TSC members, and WG chairs can sponsor a lab. So my answer to that was, SIGs did not exist at that time, so you know, there was no language about SIG chairs. But I also said, if there is any question about this, I can sponsor as a WG chair as well. So because I, you know, I got slightly involved in your project right in the beginning, but I have not been attending the telecom SIG calls for a while. So I made those suggestions over there, because I said that, you know, it was mostly, if we have to look at the spirit of the law, of the guidance, rather than the letter of the guidance. You know, if we read too closely, then obviously the chairs cannot sponsor. But, you know, anyway, so I think whatever the courses we, you know, I'll help you get it into the lab.
Mm-hmm. But I think, but David, you sent me something from healthcare or something like that, milk donors stuff. I think that lab is also hosted by some SIG chair, right? I hope so. I'm not remember.
Well, I mean, yes, the healthcare special interest group has a lab. I mean, I think what Vipin is saying is just who kind of is the sponsor. I mean, I think that's not a problem. I mean, we can certainly find a sponsor. But yes.
Yeah, I'm volunteering to be a sponsor, so that if you want a sponsor, there is a WG chair, which I am, for the identity working group, I can be a sponsor.
Great, thank you for that.
That's not a big problem. Anyway, that milk donor project has been canned because there was no activity for the past 6 months. So I think that's no longer operational. They may have had another sponsor who's not a SIG person. You can have a lab from anyone, including from a SIG. That is not the question. Meaning, you can have a lab coming from anywhere, from outside a hyperledger community, as long as it has a sponsor. But I think these are all a sort of bureaucratic questions rather than real questions.
Yeah, agreed. I don't think the sponsor thing is a major concern for sure.
Yep. And I really don't know what is his sponsor is. Like, I mean, I don't get this.
So Vipin, it's something that the TSC put in place. They wanted to have some sort of a review process for labs. They didn't want just anybody anywhere to submit code and have it just show up. So it's just making sure all a sponsor is, it's somebody who has basically vouched for the code. So it's just a basically a review process for new code. Mm-hmm. So
well, not only the code, but the some labs come in with no code and just an idea. So the sponsor is responsible for checking out the idea and making sure that the idea is sound, not just, you know, some, and you know, guide the person to write the documents properly structured so that the idea is clear to everybody. That's all. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm just saying that this is what's been happening there.
Yeah, and thank you for offering that. Yeah, so Vipin, telecom chair Vipin, move forward with the labs process, and then let me know if you have any questions. But yeah, if the question from the lab stewards come back about do you have a sponsor, you can let them know that
The question has already come up in the lab stewards channel. That's okay. Why I'm telling you.
Great.
Sure. Thanks, Vipin. Thank you so much. And Aman, I made you one of the initial committers for this. Is it fine for you?
Sure.
Yeah, I added your Git profile. Yeah. So let's move to the next agenda. So what I was planning is like to start one more subgroup regarding regarding networking, for example, for ONAP and NFV or Mano. And if someone wants to contribute it, you are welcome. And I will soon share the details with you regarding the same. And I don't think like how we should move to the subgroup calls. Like initially we started the subgroup calls because of like deadline for the white paper, but now we don't have deadline for white paper. So generally Sunny told me that okay, we can have a like one call or should we stay to the subgroup calls? So what is good way? So should we move to the subgroup calls more or stick to the bi-weekly calls? Bilal, what do you think? Like Bilal is like more involved in the ICS and other things.
I mean, unless we have some major work on the white paper, I don't think we need separate calls.
Yeah.
But so I would say we make a decision after we meet with the TSC. And based on that, if there's more work to be done, I think we should reinstitute the weekly call.
Yeah, because we need a more technical calls as well. Like till now we are working separately, but for the technical white paper or something, like we need calls regarding we should have a call, like means where we can discuss one workflow, like how the work should be flow, like. So let's see how it goes, and we have Laura with us. So Laura, now you can introduce you, like what you are doing and how we can help you on your stuff.
So I think, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, so I think that the best to explain the project is Nakita, that he is developing, and basically we are developing the foundation, what the GSMA is called foundation use case, that is the application of decentralized sovereign identity to machine and access management. And the reason why we jump in into the call was just like to say, hey, we are working on a use case on telecom, and how maybe we can join the effort, and if you guys are planning to or either do a POC on the area of IoT or a specific use case or anything else that we can be part of, help in any way, or exchange, or just exchange information and jump in another call.
I think someone can help you a lot, right? I saw one good use case from IBM, right, in ONS. Aman, would you like to help her?
I was multitasking. I missed the last part. Can you repeat that?
So Laura is working on one project from GSM is also involved in that. So what they want is like they are doing something on IoT use cases with blockchain. So
one
use case from your side in ONS, like, which was like really cool. If you want to share with
her. Yeah, so we have, I'm working on more than one use case with IoT now. But if you remember, we were showcasing one similar use case at the ONS conference in San Jose this year. And I walked you through the complete solution as well, in which we are using Hyperledger to track the supply chain of our network service, and that network service can be hybrid, including deliverable for a customer equipment that can be IoT device. And we do manage the unique identity and configuration of that IoT device using the Hyperledger platform. or any DLT platform. So that's something that we already have up and running.
I think if we need to do something cutting edge with IoT, we should look into a use case that leverages 5G as well. I think that was one of the early things.
Yeah, so with 5G, why IoT is getting so much attention is because it provides capabilities on the edge. So with 5G, with the increased bandwidth, network slicing, and all those capabilities, it makes it more easier to deploy workloads onto edge. And now with edge, the IoT comes into picture that it is getting the ability to run bigger processes, so you can move a lot of processing on the edge side. So that increases the attention towards why we need to focus more on the IoT on edge side. So that's one of the main reasons that we are of our focus on such use cases.
Laura, do you have any specific time frame in mind? And the reason I'm asking, I think this is a very exciting use case. I would finish the settlement white paper and POC, then that would be the next project we work on as a team, unless we have enough people to do a subgroup on that.
So basically the timeline of the internship is that we started in June and we are halfway, and it's gonna end end of August.
Oh, that's pretty tight.
So yeah. What have we done so far?
So I would like Kite that maybe can explain more in detail the development of the use case. I don't know if Nakita.
Yeah, I'm here. So till now what we have done is, so we are trying to create the identities of the devices. And another thing was, instead of using Plenium, which is like by default coming up with Indy, we are planning to use Fabric in that case. So currently I'm working on integrating the two things. There was a suggestion by Stephen, who I think is managing the Ares project, which is
Steve.
Yeah,
Curran.
Yeah. So he suggested to also look into Ares, like maybe a probable use case to integrate the two things. So right now I'm working on that.
Yeah, but with your timeline, Ares is still in flight. A lot of things are in flight. So for the identity case, the data side, are you using GS1 standards or something else? GS1 is a supply chain standard for tagging an identity, and that would be very useful if you follow that standard, because they've already established a lot of things around it. In fact, I'm developing a provenance use case in PSWD, and we are planning to map the identities using this, this standard. So you might want to look into that. But that's only sure. That's only the data side, data model side. Obviously, you have to look at how you're going to get it onto the blockchain. Instead of getting multiple different blockchains involved, I suggest if you're if your deadline is tight, to look at only one thing like Fabric or something, and try to model with the GS1, and just have a very cut down POC on it.
Okay, understood.
Okay. Are we gonna put that in the thread? The use case?
Sorry, it's a question for me.
Yeah, means this is a question for you. Like, could you start one thread for this, like, so that other group members can comment, like, what you can do or how group can help you, right?
Sure. I will send an email to maybe this group, and I will just let's say write down the problems and what is currently going on, everything.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And I'll respond with my suggestions. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
Yeah. So the role of this, like this, as Aman said, that this 5G stuff is like related to IoT, like EMBB, URLC, or MMPC network slices. So that's what I said, that the goal of this new subgroup is like to see such kind of use cases related to IoT, or whether 5G or when you go more inside, it can be on app or it can be NFV or whatever, right? So what I will do is if like Laura or Nick, Nachiket or Aman, if you are interested in that, you can join this subgroup as well. And then we can discuss like what kind of use case are possible to that. And if someone wants like to chair such subgroup, you are welcome.
How do you manage the subgroup with the other calls, or just like a thread in the through the mailing list?
So it depends, like if we have some deadlines or something. So what we will, like we did this with the ICS, Inter-Carrier Settlement subgroup, that we have some deadlines. So what we did is like we had call every week, and it all depends, like if we have something very very interesting to do, we can have calls regularly or means every week or every bi-weekly. It all depends like what is the use case and what we want from that. It also depends on the subgroup members, right? If they want like group call every week, then we can have. Otherwise, we can have like in the first phase, we can have a discussions like, okay, what use cases we should look. This is how we started this group as well. You remember, Bilal, that in the first stages, we are not clear that what we should do, right?
And then exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that we started with Bilal started inter-carrier things, and then me started SLA, and then we started subgroups, and then we can extend a lot of use cases as well, right? And if you are interested, like, you are welcome to join that subgroup.
Yes, totally.
Thanks.
Sure. Thanks.
So yeah, this is from my side. Like, if someone wants to put something, now open to all. Okay, I think that's it for the day.
So when you are going to create some loop for own air?
Yeah, it's not for the own app only. So this is like a 5G, and it's better to name it as a 5G because IoT and most of the things can be covered in it. Because own app and other things we can cover in it in 5G or something, like we can make this name more generic if you guys want. So what I will do is I will start a thread, and we can have like we can propose what should we put this name to the subgroup, and then once we are on the same platform, we can start the subgroup. So
yeah, sure.
I will give you the mail,
yeah.
And then let's see.
In 5G subgroup, we can find so many use cases, like with on-air corporate station, service association, with IoT as well. So many use cases we can find out in 5G subgroup.
Okay. Thanks for the input. And if you can share these things with on the mail thread, that will be good for all us. Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for joining. And let's meet you next week. Next to next.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right.
Done.